Federated.
Yeah, it's Federated Sportsman.
Federated Sportsman. You want to give?
$5,000. Didn't we do that last year?
We gave $2,500 last year for a different cause.
What'd you say?
We gave $2,500 last year for a different cause. Tracy?
I mentioned this to Rich yesterday too. I didn't know if he was here, but I confirmed it with both Don and Vicky. We created a policy. We put out a request. We asked that these agencies come back to us by a certain date. We said that it was a deadline. We asked that they explain what they wanted the money for, if they were asking for the same funding, and what if they were asking for a differential, what they were going to use it for. And the Federated Sportsmen, to date, did not respond. So I realize that Rich is asking on their behalf, but they didn't respond to Ways and Means at all. They didn't respond to the legislature at all. So I feel like I'm, at the moment, I'm not inclined to support it. And just like I asked Carl and Dave and everyone who came before us for backup, there's no backup, just because they didn't make the request to the legislature at all. Anyway,
I don't think they made it last year.
Last year, what happened was Ken Rom.
I was waiting for you in the library.
Asked for money for them for a gun education program. Or so again, it was the legislature asking on their behalf, not them as
like
the, and then they came with
say if Rich can't get here,
I know. Richie, has something for you. And it was a kind of a split decision, but it was supported. But in this case, there's nothing. I mean, it's
they asked for $10,000 last year. Mary Beth and Hector cut it to $2,500. He put out the request to everybody.
Maybe we should stick it to $2,500.
They didn't ask for anything. This is Rich asking on their behalf. They have not officially asked for it. They didn't respond.
Well, I don't think any of these others asked for
it.
They responded. Yeah.
Tracy, last year, I don't think Sportsman asked either.
They asked for $2,000.
They asked or it was requested by a legislator?
That's what I've heard. Say it was requested by a legislator, but I don't know if that's the case.
It's over here.
Victoria.
So everyone that we have on here responded?
Yes.
Victoria, the Sportsman last year, did they respond?
I know, I too.
Yes, the Sportsman requested through Kenny, he worked with Kenny, $10,000, and Mary Beth and Hector cut it to $2,500.
But it was for gun safety.
That's right.
Sorry, I didn't make you make a note about that.
Because of what happened last year, we said, we've got to have a policy. I remember Mary Beth. In the meeting last year, we've got to have a policy. We've got to get a set of baseline. We've got to get the question to people. We've got to, why are we automatically approving previous flat funding? We want to know who's still meeting. What do you do if you want to respond? And the request went out. Don sent the request and nothing came back.
Every single agency responded except them.
So I just feel like.
I just want to make a comment. All right, I understand that Don had sent that out. But I didn't realize we got responses. I never seen any of them.
I sent them out to you again today.
You got one today. You email.
And I sent it out in late August, if I'm not mistaken, to everybody on Ways and Means Committee.
I sent
them out to Ways and Means Committee in late August, the responses. Rich asked me to, and I sent them out again today because the request yesterday.
Yeah, I can't print all that from my computer.
You got a copy?
Before we leave today, just let me have a copy. But we're not voting on it today, right?
Not voting on it, but the question is, I mean, you speak about it, and Monday we are going to make votes on all the amendments.
Right? All right, well, I'll look at them.
Tracy?
And one more thing to
Victoria.
To Jeanette, because Jeanette wasn't aware about it. A lot of the changes that Dave is requesting for the individual, the different agencies, are based on the agency's request. So the agency requested X. They were recommended at their previous flatline. Dave is recommending their inquiries on behalf of this committee because they communicated with those agencies, one of which at least you co-sponsored. So
they all went to his committee?
I think they all had some kind of communication.
Yeah, their committee approved them all. Dave's committee approved them all.
So
I know, but did they go to Dave's committee or just
said? Oh, that I don't know.
I don't know.
You mean physically go to Dave's committee?
Hmm?
You mean physically go to Dave's committee?
Yeah.
I don't know if they went physically. I know they
talked about it. So they probably read what they said.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
This is slightly off topic, but I can remember when I first got elected, all the committee chairs had the department heads come in and present their budgets to each committee that was under their jurisdiction. And I know we haven't done that in a couple of years.
That's when we
were a different form of government where your county exec makes his budget, submits it, and I guess he controls the department heads to come or not come.
Yeah, but, we discussed this, and Tracy had made a comment about it. We said, from here on in, starting next year, each committee should have those that they oversee make it known that they want them to come to their committee and explain our budget. That's very reasonable.
Very reasonable. The thing is, if they come on a monthly, quarterly basis, why don't you ask them to come back? And they're doing their budget. Okay. That's simple.
Well, I don't know that any committee's ever asked them.
I don't know, but why don't
you? You have to make the request, and they're not going to just pop in.
Not going to be like the sportsman just automatically appear.
Yeah.
Or the legislator that's putting it forward could at least show up or send something in writing for the justification.
Tracy?
Just following on, because Jeanette and I did have that conversation, I think that not just that I did something not at this minute, but immediately following this question cycle, there's a bunch of things I think that we should talk about in terms of setting our own internal policies, but among them, having the departments come to the respective committees with the budget details. The breakouts that FERC has for each of those departments with the budget details for each department under their purview, which would then be made available to any other legislators who might want to see them. I can only imagine if you were to print it, it's like a ridiculously gigantic document, but if we're doing it department by department, and then if I have an interest in whatever department it is, I can either go to that meeting or I can get the backup so everybody's not individually asking for backup, and I think that it would just help to not only streamline the process, but help all of us to be even more educated about the budget. Because, it's an impressive but complex document.
So, Bert, in saying all that, if you get the original documents,
you're going to hear a spiel from me, right?
No, I'm going to hear yes or no. Let me ask you.
I know where you're going. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, you get the document from the department heads regarding their
initial request.
Correct. How long does it take you to go through and finalize their final request in the budget cycle?
We start meeting with the department in June. I'll give you the process. We start in June. I finish meeting with the departments mid-July. From there, it's always follow-ups with departments like mid-July, probably to September 1st.
Yeah.
And then from September 1st to, the first Friday in October is when we're getting that document done.
So basically, Tracy, you said the month of September, we're going to have that period, that window there, that have everything done, even might not be finalized, to go to the committees to have...
This would be after the executive budget. It would be from the executive's office, detail on the department. It would be the original department request.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying the final executive budget after that fact.
Yes.
Right. I mean, Tracy's asking for detail on things now. Right.
So you're talking, we get the budget October...
First Friday in October is what the charter says.
And that next week, committee meeting on all the individual departments.
I don't know why the chairman of those committees will not ask department heads. I don't know if they're going
to lodge. Here's my thing to you. It wouldn't be to the department heads. It would be to me, the budget, or to the county.
So we're asking you yes or no. That's my question. Very simple. Yes or no, next year you're going to supply that information and have the department head come and...
I
explain.
Would say no to the department head come.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Maybe we're talking about different things here. We're saying that once the executive
gets his budget out, final budget.
Yeah, we have a right as a committee to request the department head come to a particular committee and just talk about their budget
my thing is it would go through the deputy exec record.
Of course.
Representing those departments, not directly to the department. That's where I'm getting at.
And we would.
I mean,
Yeah.
Yes.
Understood.
I mean,
go on.
I mean sure we might still request the department head also attend.
Right, but
yeah.
What I'm saying is through the deputy.
We got about 9 months, 10 months before that happens. Let's worry about the things at hand right now, okay? If you want to request that, what we request it after the budget's done and the county exec, this will be like done for next year.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Let's go tax stabilization fund. All right. Bert, you want to start there, please? Does anybody have any questions? Everybody knows what it is, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for it?
I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Go on. Tracy?
I mean, I just, like I said yesterday, I am just trying to wrap my head around... So my understanding, which I guess is a question we can confirm, but I did ask B, and she confirmed it, is that the only way to access the funds is to have the chief executive officer make
a recommendation.
Right. So the chief executive officer has to make a recommendation to the body, and then the body has to vote with a two-thirds majority to utilize the fund for any number of reasons. But they're specific purposes, but they're not strictly unfunded mandates, as was said yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
Unforeseen expenses, et cetera, et cetera. Et cetera.
So,
I guess, I mean, for me, it's just about wrapping my head around the idea of creating a fund with, because I can see both sides. I can see, okay, the argument for here's a protected fund that's specific to tax stabilization. But it's protected to the extent that it's actually harder to access. And I haven't seen an abuse of that access. And in fact, when I think about this county and I think about the potential for big, really, really big expenses, which I'm not a crazy numbers person, so someone would have to, you know, tell me what the debt service would be on a $70 million project. And I don't, you know, there's no press here, so I'm not. But what I see in terms of big expenses, they're not unforeseen. We have big problems with some of our facilities. Mary Beth, you know, you looked into, we have the court issues, the courthouse is, for as long as I've been here and longer, if you look back at the documents, all
crazy, this, not that you don't track it, but we're talking about the tax stabilization fund.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So those big expenses don't come under this.
No, this is dedicated to the tax stabilization.
Right.
But I bring up the tropical storm that happened in 2011. If that happened in the middle of the year, it was towards the end of the year, where actually it was right on when we went out the bond, so I could do an emergency kind of funding for that. But if it was in the beginning of the year and we didn't have funds to go ahead and do that, that's what this is there for, too. I know I mentioned yesterday about emergencies, any kind of natural disaster or something. This fund is there for that. And as I say, the number wasn't made up either in terms of $1.5 million, roughly 2%, which is our tax cap.
So it's protecting the
taxpayers.
Pushing this out in the future.
Yep.
We don't use it next year. Do we fund more to it?
We could, yes.
Yeah.
You could add up to 10% of the total.
There's a limit on what you could have.
And how is that calculated into the contingency part? Is it unappropriated? I mean, unappropriated.
Sure.
Is this considered a different fund that's going to have its own label underneath it?
It's its own fund. It's not what this, it's a legal fund. That's why this resolution is before the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
It is a legal fund, so how it would show, you know, we show our general fund and such. Out here is going to be a tax stabilization fund. There is no expenses or revenues associated with it, but it will have a balance of $1.5 million.
Does it count towards our unappropriated fund balance of the trawler of the state would like?
It won't be part of the... This is a legal fund, so this balance is a reserve fund balance.
Jeanette?
I got a Connor Davies report, and it says the $1.5 million for the tax stabilization reserve fund is to protect taxpayers from unsustainable and unpredictable fluctuations in a county real property tax. Yeah, so you don't want a case where all of a sudden you get, you know, I could see this building up and then being a case where you don't want to raise property taxes 20%, 15% or whatever.
Well, and the thing you have to remember, too, if you fund this in previous years, the county legislative body has the authority to say yes or no to put it in there, correct?
In terms of the funds for it?
Yeah.
Funds correct. In the future.
Correct.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. You do it the same way you do it now.
Jim and Ken. Jim?
Just
so I understand it, would there be able to be budget modifications taken against it?
That's...
Without
you know,
coming to the
unanticipated. Well, no, we'd have to come for two-thirds.
Any draw.
Oh, correct.
Any draw. Yes.
Yes. Anything.
Ken?
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. You know, this is a kind of a unique opportunity for the county. You know, as you know, we've experienced a very large one-time revenue. We did very well with the closeout of Golden Hill, $11.25 million from the sale, plus the benefit of Cloak. We were able to transition the facility 6 months earlier than anyone expected, so we created a kind of a, just a one-time benefit from the fund out. So
and your workers' comp went down dramatically.
Exactly. So what we're doing is we're taking this, you know, this one-time opportunity that we're never going to have ever again. And look at the history of Ulster County government, even my short time here. When are we going to have that kind of a one-time opportunity to take a responsible piece of money, not excessive, just a responsible piece, and set that aside for the taxpayer to protect them? I mean, again, this is such an opportunity for this legislature to set some money aside under this state-authorized fund. Again, the rules are very specific. They're authorized in state law so that they can have confidence that, you know, that they did something really responsible. They had this one-time revenue, and they set some of it aside for us. So we don't have to worry about it, as Jeanette mentioned, these large double-digit fluctuations in the future. That's the whole concept behind it. I hope we all support it.
Whenever Ken's done, I'll talk.
He's done?
Are you sure you're done, Ken?
I'm sorry.
So,
all right, DJ, you're next.
So, all right, so
good. I would only say $1.5 million is only about a 2%. So, I thought that's going to do away with double-digit inflation.
You want to talk?
Well, oh, I did.
Yeah, but you're talking maybe
right, so,
over a period of years.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
First turn.
Because the last time we actually had an opportunity like this, it was probably the tobacco securitization fund. And we were able to use that to go and pay down debt.
Which was hard.
And outside, what's that?
Which was hard.
What, paying down debt?
Yes, because that was supposed to be used. There was a specific fund that was supposed to be basically blood money. And it was supposed to be used for education and health.
Okay.
And
we can get it. We can right, get. We can get into. We can get into
actually,
the usage of it.
Hold
but
on.
With
no, let's
to,
talk about the tax stabilization.
No, I'm getting rich. If I may continue.
Come on, let's go.
We can debate. We can debate. We can debate.
No, actually, I suggested something completely different, and I walked out of the room.
Yeah. Anyway, we can debate. We can debate that component of it. But at the end of the day, we at least took money, a one shot, and used it to pay down debt. So outside of using it for this fund, I personally speaking, the only other responsible usage of that 1.5 really should be that at that point to pay down debt. Now, for me personally, I don't mind setting this money aside for, look, you know, we've been here for years. We've always had crises or other things sort of pop up, unexpected costs, unexpected hits to, you know, from state retirement. You know, so at least this represents an opportunity to set aside money from a cash flow perspective, even to have that available for this county. Otherwise, if folks here don't want to go down this route, then we should put the 1.5 towards reducing down debt. That's the only other acceptable option for me personally.
Okay.
I'm listening to all this, and the way I'm categorizing my mind, and if I'm wrong, I'm sure I'll hear, is that it's like having a second fund balance account because all the things that this account can do, the fund balance can do. And so, and it can be shifted in the same kinds of ways to balance next year's budget and other emergency needs.
Thank you.
You know, maybe there's benefit because if the fund balance got too big, people would start calling for it to be, skimmed off, and we wouldn't have the reserves. So this is like giving us a separate pot of money, a separate fund balance that will allow going forward to draw on that to keep the property tax rate down without the focus on the overall county fund balance in the way I'm looking at it. But it really functions the same way, just a second fund balance account.
It's just a little more restrictive, though. Just a little more restrictive.
Isn't it earmarked, though? Can I just ask that one question?
Carl let you talk before.
All right, no, because it probably isn't.
No, I just want to understand, because in the first resolve, it suggests that this fund is going to be invested, or may be invested. It's not going to be set aside.
All funds are invested.
It is set aside. I mean,
all our funds are
okay, yeah.
Invested. It's all going right. To go in, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Account-wise, it's just me shifting it to another fund.
Okay.
The funds in this account, as in all the accounts of the county, benefit from interest that it accumulates
Yeah. Any interest earned on this will go right to this fund.
Or the loss.
All right, Jeanette, you have a question?
Well, I just clarify again, because I thought this money was specifically earmarked to in case property taxes have to go up. So, but you said no?
You're correct, but there's a bunch of limitations to what we can use it for.
There's other uses, Jeanette.
I have to go to other funds.
But you can't do it. But you can't do it unless you come to the legislature.
Correct, absolutely.
But primarily, isn't it to help stabilize? Hopefully we don't need it.
Each year
you put something to it.
Say we lost sales tax, this would help with that. If we lost sales tax down 1%.
DJ.
Again, I think it's a great thing. It's a nice little, it's like having your Christmas club to pay your school taxes, type of thing. But it's only $1.5 million. Everybody keeps talking like, it's
going to build.
Okay, it's this huge pot of money. $1.5 million is roughly 2%. So, when I hear people saying, if we, instead of stopping double-digit increases in our tax rate, it's only $1.5 million, so it's not tons and tons of money. It's a great thing to always have extra money put aside, but, this is not the tree that makes golden apples.
It
shouldn't alleviate us from being fiscally responsible.
Of course not. Absolutely.
It's only $1.5
million. All right. Any other questions?
Nope.
If not, everybody, we're not taking votes, but tax infrastructure investment reserve.
Wait, Rich, I also just want to say that the one that you have now has the amendment.
Has
that
been amended, have been agreed upon by the attorneys, B and Kathy and Erica and Chris, right? Everybody?
We have
405, Amendment 405.
That's the tax stabilization.
Right.
I did research on that.
Okay, so everybody, when they get that, there's some changes on there that was all agreed to by all the
And they're
attorneys.
In bold, right?
What's that? In bold, yes.
That's
all right. Next, Infrastructure Investment Reserve. This is basically, and I talked to Mike about this earlier. Ulster County was very fortunate in getting $31 million for various projects, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, into five different projects, different bridges, totaling $12.4 million, $7.4, $4.1, $5 million, $1.8 million. This is in addition to this amount of money. All right, just so everybody, we're getting $31 million in federal monies to fix these five bridges.
For 1 year.
That's
just bridges. What about roads?
Those five bridges, right.
Yeah.
This other fund is for infrastructure, which includes bridges and roadways. Bert?
Rich, just to point out, this isn't a separate fund.
I understand.
So I just want to be clear on that. This is just kind of appropriation of fund balance for infrastructure.
Right, and we're basically putting how much? 3.5
million.
And we're also authorizing, we haven't voted on it yet, but
we're
going to
see the projects next year.
Up to $10 million of
additional
money.
The legislation will see the capital projects as they come through.
Everybody understand that?
This is completely different.
I
Rich, I just point out, in terms of the infrastructure, too, this, right now, you know, roads and bridges kind of thing, but, you know, preventive maintenance in the building, the AC units and things like that, too. So yeah, I mentioned that to the committee as well.
And I would think this room needs help.
Why, are you warm and fuzzy?
I hate this room.
The carpet. We need the carpet.
All right, any other questions? Bert, Ace Department review. We asked a while ago that we would have a periodic review of that and an update, where we are, what the efficiencies and so forth. Where are we here?
I would have Lisa come today. Unfortunately, she's not in today. She's at a training, but
in county,
she's in Reno.
To be honest with you, she's in Rye, New York.
Is she staying overnight or
no?
Okay,
she'll be back.
All right, she'll be back tonight.
I don't have any more comment other than that. So. I can give you kind of a timeline of what they've done so far this year. January, as you all well know, we implemented a new financial system April 1st. From January to May, ACE was
hold
the
on,
lead.
Hold on, before you go any further, would the committee like, what's your name?
Lisa, I can have Lisa come Monday if you want.
Lisa,
I
mean, to do it on a different date, or you want Bert to go
through? Yeah, I can give you an overview for now, and then she can follow up with more. I mean, that's fine.
It'd be fine, she'd give everything
at
one time. So you want to do it Monday, or you want to do it at a time that might have a little more time? Yeah, any one of our other ways in the morning.
What time is our meeting on Monday?
It's 1 o'clock on Monday. We're going to bring food first.
I mean, she could come to your December
meeting. You
guys
think I'm retired?
I mean, I leave that to the committee. That's not a problem.
Food first, Rich. I just want to put it in
my
food first. Yeah.
There's food.
Yeah, food for thought. Food.
And then when you want Lisa to come, that's fine, too.
You got 30 seconds.
All right. So from January to May, they implemented the financial system. We went live April 1st. From there, I will say, you know, ACE, I look at the last letter of ACE, which is efficiency. They've been working and meeting with departments on a regular basis, using our financial system to make things more efficient in the departments. I will say a lot of departments had their own spreadsheets prior and kind of track of it. Everything's now new in our financial system. So ACE is trying to make any process the department has standardized and more efficient. I will say even from me, I used to print out monthly reports, stack of paper like this, ridiculous amount of paper. I don't print one report. The departments. Departments can run their own reports and they don't even have to print them out. They can see them right online. So that's one thing we're saving in terms of, and with the help of ACE, we're kind of making processes easier for departments. Before, we had departments billing one another, a paper being sent back and forth. Now it's all done through the system. So one thing ACE is doing, as I say, is making us more efficient in our financial process, which I used this before, will make us more accountable and make us more compliant in terms of that whole word of ACE. So I can have Lisa, like I said, come to this committee, provide more details as to what they are doing, what they've helped out with the financial kind of piece using the system, as well as just the processes amongst the departments. So I will say one of the savings, it's kind of hard to quantify, is the time departments were using before to get things through the system as what they are now. Departments, you know, even my own office, we're processing things quicker, which allows us to review more of what we're doing. So, which is, gives us a better handle on our finances. So, I'll have Lisa come and present more to the committee. You know, I can have it at your December meeting or on Monday.
What's the wish of the committee?
Monday
or December meeting?
I say Monday.
Monday.
That's fine. Absolutely.
I would just say, I would imagine just getting every department up and running through that financial system. It makes it sound awful easy by just saying.
I would say that department put in a lot of hours.
But I can imagine what a difficult task that was.
And I will say, too, that they'll help out with this infrastructure project as well. Mm-hmm. In terms of they're working with DPW now, in terms of how it's set up in the system, the track going forward. So.
I know I can speak from my own experience that the Office for the Aging, they had an experienced accountant move on to the Department of Social Services. They had to bring in a newer accountant. And it was a great opportunity with the new director. Lisa and her team came in, and they restructured all of their aid mapping formulas that they use. So they've had, you know, 10 different spreadsheets. Lisa was able to help them put all the financial systems all in one place. And the director has total command now of the dollars, how they're being expended, and what categories they're growing down. So they always try to maximize the reimbursements and minimize the commentary. So again, I give credit to Lisa and her team and all the credit to that. Which I'm something I can speak to personally.
Are there any other questions? If not Monday,
we're coming to the meeting. I know. All right, not a problem.
Before we proceed, everyone should have got today email regarding the hours of work and the overtime. The sheriff was talking about the 35 hours, 40 hours, part of the contract. Everybody should have a copy of that.
Did it in our packet too?
Came through the email.
A package? What package?
I'm saying it should be in our I didn't look at my email.
I didn't get to look at my email today.
Word. I just emailed.
No, everybody has a copy of the email. If you want a copy, just tell Don. He'll give it to you before you leave. All right?
Are we discussing it right now?
Well, what are you discussing? This is a contractual obligation that we have.
They get 7 hours, 4 days, and they'll get overtime. So
they're
40 hours.
Copy.
I get copies. Is there up there?
No.
Kind of all yours.
They've got that. All right, last, personal listing. Everybody have a copy of what Bert just sent out? We have a listing of different employees. Bert, you want to just. What you have written here.
I know yesterday the committee received the chart about the review. I was kind of concerned that you didn't get the whole picture, where some, you know, I even questioned my own department showing one position having a 20% raise. So we kind of detailed department by department based on that for the committee. You know, if you do have questions, I can answer just about any one of them.
Hector?
Thank you. So, you know, per what was put together, I'm actually assuming Donna put together that list. What was not useful for me was that it showed a range of 8% to 20%. I mean, that could mean a lot of different things. So do you actually have an actual breakdown that would break down of, okay, the following people went from 5 to 10, right? And then 10 to 15, and 15 to 20, and then 20 or more? You actually have that breakdown?
We have it by position throughout, yes.
And also, I want to clarify that they weren't raises per se. Right. There are people
increases.
Who have certain longevity payments that transfer to a vacant position and take that longevity with them. So while on the, you know, just some simple analysis gives the impression that, boy, they must have given them a good raise. They're contractually obligated to those payments because of the longevity.
Sure. And in addition, not all departments are created equal in terms of that. Some of them are reimbursed at different rates for different types of functions. Not that we want to encourage, you know, increasing salaries, because eventually you'll end up paying for that in state retirement eventually. Right? There's that naughty word, state retirement. But it becomes a thing where, you know, UCAT had 9 positions, but UCAT positions are reimbursed at 90%.
But in here, you'll see the UCAT positions in the position listing that we had this year.
Yeah.
We showed them at shift. Last year they weren't. They have 9 positions that work at shift.
Okay.
So that's, you'll see that in the notes that I provide.
Okay.
Also, I mean, the one thing I pointed out too, yes, I moved a person to a vacant position. I also filled that, which saved the county money on filling it at entry level. So I have those positions in here as well. So
you mean backfilling the other position at
right.
entry level?
Yeah. So that is a less, you know, I'm saving money there. So you'll see that in every department mentioned.
Chairman, can I ask finance chairman?
Go on.
Director, question. On the personnel on retirement,
does it actually mean by
the county still have a policy of paying sick time and vacation time?
On our retirement bill, or when people leave?
No, when people
leave, they are eligible to pay their accrued. We pay their accrued time.
Is there a maximum amount of sick
there
time?
There is. Yeah, per each contract and when you were hired. I can give you the norm is 100 days for sick time, for like
CSEA. Is that paid at the current?
I don't know. Like being
oh, so the current
current rate.
Per
day. Paid at the current rate.
Well, wow. No, to Don.
There would be no way for us to track when they earned it throughout the year when they used it.
No, there's no fund to encumber for those expenses because you don't know.
We budget for it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we budget for it.
Let's go through this list that we have. Everybody has a copy. This is the executive 2015 personnel listing review list over here. Everybody has this copy. And I had it broken down into different positions, raises at 8 to 20%, and positions greater than 20% raise. All right. And he has this other paper that specifies which departments and other people regarding the numbers and the dollars and cents. Correct, Don, everybody has this, right?
Getting it right now, because I emailed it out.
Okay, let's hold it so everybody gets a copy.
Maybe he went to make more copies of the individuals.
Of what?
Of what we just got.
He may have ran out.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I take us off for one second? Esther, please. All overtime work is subject to the approval of the legislature or, in an emergency basis, the sheriff. Has anyone ever seen a request for approval for overtime?
We paid overtime for routine in this single page. Did that just come today? I'm sorry, I got so many. No, I mean, like, that fair, the jump from one time to another. We had some resolution to pay overtime for the sheriff's department. No, the reason we had a resolution for that was because we were being reimbursed for that. Tracy, I'd just say, in terms of, you know, the language in the contract, but you are approving his overtime being the budget.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like...
I know that was just the question on the seven-hour work week after 35 hours, what they made, what they get. Hector, let's move it along. We only have a couple minutes here, you know. You're going to get fired.
I don't really think you can do that, Mr. Chairman.
I'll try.
Executive staff or such classes.
I think Hector is doing it. I don't know if he's doing a good job.
He's passing it out to everybody.
I thought you went out and made more copies. All right, now what is this?
All right. Hector, you done? Thank you very much for catching that out. Took 10 minutes, but thank you very much.
Well, you're in rare form today.
Oh, don't worry about it. We'll see what happens now, Mr. Chairman. Go ahead.
All right, Bert, you have this other one, executive personnel listing review list, the page.
Yeah.
And then you have the second, third page.
I'm with
you. Can we go down each one, please? And you make an explanation of what we're doing, how we're doing it?
Sure.
Okay, so district attorney. Okay. You have three people with raises of between 8 and 20%.
Yeah.
Now, okay, that 8 to 20%, just so everybody knows, is inclusive of the 2% that every all manager received, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Explain how the other...
District attorney moves an amount of salaries amongst his attorneys based on responsibilities. So, in essence, he has a 2% increase was given via management. He's shuffled that money around in terms of his attorney.
So he's cut.
He didn't give everybody 2%.
Correct.
Wow.
He might hire somebody new. So he's moved their money around.
Might have gave somebody 4 or 6%.
Correct.
Wow.
So the question becomes, if he had 20 people, 2%, he had a 40% increase. How much did he actually expend in this whole budget beyond the 40%?
I think it's
There isn't, right, that's what I'm saying, there isn't any additional money in his payroll line.
There's no additional money, so if he had a line of 50,000, he was over 50,000.
He just allocated.
He just allocated it there.
Yeah, he though makes a decision.
Gotcha. Who's, all right, so everybody understands
based
what we're
on responsibilities
here.
And such.
I would like to just speak to that for a second, because I just putting it out there right now, the thing that's fine, and that's his purview, if that's what the executive finance officer, we say, okay, great, but I just want everybody to remember this for next year when he comes and says, person X, Y, and Z hasn't gotten a raise for 6 years, because mark my words, that'll probably happen.
No, it happened last year. It's not gonna happen.
But it's going to happen again, because some people he's chosen not to give raises to, and some people he's given 20% raises.
I will say, I think a lot of it has to do with some of his new hires. That's where he's getting the money from. Like, you know, somebody who's making, let's say, 50, new hire comes in, he'll hire him at 40, now he's got 10 to move. That's kind of what happened.
Yeah, but then what does he do the following year? Where does he get the money from?
We'll see. Next year he'll be here.
Saying.
Don't forget, last year he got that grant that he paid six or seven of them, that additional money from that grant. All right, Bert, next, public defender. 7 at greater than 20%.
Sure. Public Defender has a grant. It has yet to come to the legislature. It's state funded. It's 100% funded, which will allow his part-time attorneys to go from 42 hours to half-time, and then some of his half-times to full-time. They will not see those hours increased until the grant is funded.
Okay. There again, the following year, if it's not funded, we are not.
It goes away. That will be the language in that resolution. You haven't seen it yet.
Any questions? County exec, you had one person beyond 20%.
Mm-hmm. As the note said, the county exec has had a reduction in staff members since 2010, 2 people. Additional responsibilities and requirements have presented to this person. They have gone from a 80-hour alternative work schedule now to a regular salaried schedule. So that's what that increase is.
Yeah.
So he's getting the same salary for working in. It's under county executive, so under C. It's under C for county executive.
So they were 70 hours to 80 hours. But no.
No.
Right now they're at alternative work schedule. We're bringing them to 87, but keeping that salary.
We're keeping the money.
So.
Right.
So he's working 10 less hours and the same salary.
Okay.
Establishing a salary at 70 hours.
Making
it permanent.
Correct.
That's 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just ask a question.
Go on.
On the executive, the 27.69%, just the note, second deputy now 149, am I reading that correctly?
For Bold?
Yeah.
What was that?
No, that's just his item.
DPW administration.
Oh.
It's just his item number.
Is it an item number?
That's the personnel listing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here it is.
Just so everybody understands this,
mm-hmm.
Talking about the county exec,
yep.
We're talking about a position that went from dropped in 2014, 68,000 on the one to amended 2014, 79,407.
Yeah, now it's in the 15 budget, it's 82,888.
Totally understand.
Yep.
Why the difference between 68 and 79?
Because right now he's on an alternative work schedule.
Alternative work schedule, which is 80 hours.
Correct.
70 to 80 hours.
Correct.
We had that problem before.
But what I'm saying to you is, but see, what I'm going to you is, this isn't budgeted at 80 hours in the 15 budget. We're bringing it back down to 70 hours and establishing a salary at 70 hours.
So he's getting a raise. He's getting getting it.
I understand what he's but being there.
I'm not coming to you at 80 hours.
Understand, he's coming at 70 hours with the same rate of pay.
Oh, I know that.
He's getting a raise. He's not coming in at the same rate. He's getting a raise.
Well, you're getting the same rate of pay as you got 80 hours.
Yes, it's a raise. I will point out, though, his weekly pay, what he's getting in his pocket, will remain relatively the same.
Let's not tax all that. The question becomes, if you're rating somebody on an hourly scale,
yep.
You're going from 80 hours every 2 weeks down to 70 hours.
His hourly rate has changed.
Dramatically higher.
Tracy.
Oh, I just wanted to know, there's another person in the office with the same title. What's the difference that's getting significant?
Responsibilities.
What's the difference in the
responsibilities? More work with the legislature in terms of resolutions and such.
Mark is in the chair versus the other chair. Who's the other person?
He sucks. You're welcome.
You don't have a lot of titles.
But it's okay.
I'm still unclear here. We went from 80-hour work week down to 70-hour work.
Correct.
All right?
Yep.
And you're telling me that everybody's working harder and doing with less and everything
everybody
else.
Everybody in the exec's office works 70 hours.
Okay, so how did he
originally
get the
on paper.
Okay. So now if he gets any overtime, is he going to be on that salary? So if he's working beyond 70 hours, what's going to happen?
He'll get 5 days of comp time, which he's probably will accrue the first month in January.
Can I just ask it this way? If you reduced him by 10 hours, why don't you just leave his salary alone?
No, he got the 2% raise, right?
Yeah.
The 2% raise, which is the raise.
He's getting... We're paying him for what his responsibilities are.
Okay. So he got a raise, and he got reduced hours.
Correct.
Period. Okay. And we don't have a say in that.
You want a budget?
5 days... A month or a year?
You can only up to 5 days.
A year.
Right. Are there any other questions? Finance, Mark. Burke.
Okay.
You got three at 8%, 20%. You got one at over 20.
We'll start with the three at the 8 to 20. One's myself. Going from I'm having the budget director responsibility.
Just give the clerk how much I'm going to raise. One of them. The attorneys, how much raise, what percentage
would
you get?
Yeah, there's also for my confidential secretary, who's not just doing work as secretary, she's also doing payroll as well as accounting for all the states under the Commissioner of Finance and responsibility. The one that's above 20%, I mentioned yesterday, filling a vacant position. This employee is a 20-year-plus CSCA member, so they're just carrying their longevity with it.
But that's
another position was exactly that same scenario. And on the, if you'll notice on the next page in my response, two positions were filled with entry level positions, which showed a decrease in the 2014 salaries.
Question? Tracy?
I'm assuming first because you've assumed two positions actually, even though it's I'm stating the obvious, but even though it's a 9% increase, it's actually a savings over having two.
Oh, sure, because we filled the previous budget director who was 112,000. I have two deputy budget directors, one we already had, the other is being filled at 80, so we're still saving 20-some thousand dollars.
Jim, you have a question? I'm sorry. Victoria, you have a question? Aren't we warm and fuzzy in this room? Nice and warm, right, Trace? Very warm in this room, right, Trace?
Warm. It's hard to hear, and I don't find it very friendly sitting this far away. I like to sit around and smile more.
Mr. Chairman, you must have lost your touch.
I lost my touch?
Yeah.
She didn't want to be here to begin with. You're leaving now? All right, next.
County clerk. They reclassified a index clerk to administrative assistant typist in 2014. That's the, I guess, 20% increase on the sheet. And the other two, just step increases. PSDA contract, they go from one step to another. It's a big increase.
Any questions? County attorney, 6 at 8 to 20, and 0 at beyond 20.
Six attorneys, that brings them on parity with other attorneys throughout the county. We did a kind of analysis of all attorneys. County attorney is probably lowest paid attorneys in the county. Shouldn't be.
I may, Mr. Chairman, plead for my county attorney.
You better plead for yourself first.
You know what? I didn't ask for the raise. The legislature, the executive branch, and the Commissioner of Finance decided they wanted to put one in for me, and I think that's very nice. But it doesn't happen.
Speak up.
She says she doesn't want the raise.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I know,
Mr. Chairman, for once we agree.
My request is to come to my county attorney. My county attorney.
You can come up here, sir.
Come on.
My county attorneys make less than any of the attorneys in the entire structure. There is a paralegal in my office who makes more than one of my county attorneys, CSEA. Okay. My county attorneys do all the legal work for this county, all the civil work. You see them with contracts. What you don't see them do is, you don't see us, we ran into court today to get 5 temporary orders of protection regarding a juvenile delinquent case where there was a gang rape of a young female, okay? These are the kind of things that we do that we can't talk about publicly that we do. These attorneys are seasoned, they are experienced and dedicated. And the average salary that ranges, DSS, is almost $66,000. My lowest paid county attorney makes $54,000. That's Tracy Sweet. Jonathan Engel, I think, makes about 58 now, 59. District attorney, public defender, the lowest paid is 63. We did an average high-low range there, 63,000. The highest is 82. Susan Plonsky in my office, she's an 80-hour-a-week attorney. She's been in the budget for 80 hours ever since I can remember. She clearly should be brought up to par with those. She is considered a deputy as far as I'm concerned. She's next in line. It's me, Clint, and then Susie. She's next in line. If we're not there, she's responsible. That's how the chain of command runs in my office. All of these attorneys do everything. Although you may see Susie and you may see Jonathan up there on contracts, they do civil litigation, they do all of our real estate work. We took on not only the Greater Catskill project, we now have the FEMA project, where we're buying property from people who are in harm's way. Didn't get any increases for that. They work hard, they put in comp time if they have to, and they all deserve to be brought up to par. It's bad for the morale in my office to have my attorneys who are seasoned, licensed, and dedicated county employees make less than the public defender or the district attorney or the DSS attorney. So I'm here for that and also for my confidential secretary. She's the lowest paid except for the personnel department. The, let's see, we did a little research here. She's making $45,000 and change. The, all of the others are in the $50,000 range, except for the personnel confidential secretary. So, you know, she's also not CSEA. She's management, so she didn't see any huge raises or any raises over the years. But this is a legal secretary who's been in the field for a good 20 years. She's not coming in as an inexperienced professional. She's a professional. We come back from court, we hand her documents, we hand her papers, we say, start working on this, start preparing an order for me, start preparing some papers, or go over my papers, they have to be in court. Make sure that I'm in court on time. Big deal, you know, we gotta make sure we're there. Make sure that I have what I need to have when I'm over there. This is the person who keeps our office together, and I think that it's, a $5,000 raise is what we're asking here for, to bring her up to almost $50,000. So I'm making a plea for my county attorney. I'm going to be honest with you, I did not put in a request for an increase in my salary.
But when the budget was being prepared, those that were doing it thought that maybe I should have an increase. Do I deserve it? Absolutely. If I don't get it, I don't get it. Okay? But, and would I like it? Yes. But I really, really want my county attorneys to be treated the same as the other attorneys in the county. They're just as important. In fact, I think they're more important, but I can't be objective about that. So. All right?
Any questions? Well, you won't be disappointed if you don't get it. I heard that.
Oh, my God.
No, but if the sheriff comes to your house tomorrow and nails the door shut.
Wow.
Well,
I'm going to defend the sheriff.
No question. Next, Bert, on EPW administration, you have one over 20%.
Yeah, it's just the position went from the second deputy to the first deputy, and they flip-flopped. The first deputy is now the second deputy. So the salary between the two is a net of zero.
Questions?
Well,
Tracy?
I'm just not, why is it so high? Like when I look at the other.
But that's what the first deputy was making last year.
That's what the first deputy.
Yeah. Dave Bowles went from second deputy to first deputy, and the new hire is now in the second deputy position.
Yeah.
So
well, why is there no one in the last one? I'm sorry, Hector. When I
ahead.
Look where his line is, why don't I see anyone in that line in 14 adopted at 82? Nobody in 14 says 82. And even when I look on, Department.
Well, no, if you look at that, the first, if you look at position 1001, are you on page 69? 79.6 in the 2014 adopted budget. Right?
And then 2%.
Column 8. Yep. We had 2% in 14 and now 2% in 50. That brings me to my 82 number. If you go down to the 1006 line, it just moved it from one line to the other.
Got it.
All right. Instead of moving the person to that line, it was just easier to keep them in the position and call it first deputy.
You just kept the line up, right?
That's all. Just kept him in that same line. Instead of moving him
in
a different
line,
it's easier to do it this way.
It's more confusing.
I'm sorry. So Dave is, but it's easier because it doesn't involve paperwork.
Dave is now in 1006.
He always been in 1006.
Right. So he stayed there, and the other
right.
person
but
yeah. was the switch.
He is the first deputy.
Yeah.
Hector? Okay. Through the chair to the Commissioner of Finance. You know, Bert, you did such a good job saving us money when you backfilled that other position. So when Dave took the first deputy position, how come we didn't, cut it back a little bit and cut back that second deputy position?
We are saving money because longevity isn't included in that.
No, but I'm just saying, but in terms of base, why did you cut back a couple thousand?
Because other deputy salaries.
I don't know.
Any other questions?
You did such a good job before.
Buildings and grounds, you have 1 8 and 20, 1 over 20.
Yeah, it's just CSEA backfills, Mr. Chairman. It's employee in a lower title moved to a higher title, carried his longevity with him. There's two other positions that we filled at the entry level position and have a 20% to 10% decrease. I mean, it's just civil service. There's nothing in terms of raises from other positions.
Any questions? If not, next.
Emergency communication. Yeah. It's just their titles. They start as dispatch trainees. After they complete the trainee, they become permanent, so they move up a grade. That's what that is.
Questions? Probation?
The deputy director is a raise to make sure it's not a salary compression with the union. She was supervising employees that were making more than her.
Questions? WIC program?
That's just a CSEA position that was filled by a former Golden Hill employee who carried their longevity with it. Last year it was vacant.
Questions?
Wait. Just to remind me.
That was the WIC position.
Okay.
All right, Hector? Next, UCAT.
UCAT, I mentioned before, all nine positions are shown in the 15 budget with shift. They're working at shift. In the 14 adopted, they weren't shown at shift. That's the only difference we'll have. Next year, we'll keep it out of that.
Questions? Social services? You have 5, 8 to 20, 1
yeah,
to over 20.
There's a whole list if you look at the descriptions. The first one is a, I believe it's staff, if I'm not mistaken, at DSS.
Yeah, it is staff.
It's a reallocation.
DSS is using more hours, so if we compared it to the mental health salary, you'd see that salary down. So DSS is going to utilize more hours of this person, thus the increase in salary.
So the raise is 2% right now.
Right.
So the other position that there was there is going to be lowered?
Between the two positions, if you look at mental health and this one, the salary went up 2%.
Okay.
It's just the allocation of hours.
What about the other five?
The other ones, we had a there was a desk audit done in 2014 on a senior, it became a senior SWE. I believe it was a SWE. So that got upgraded via civil service. DSS also has SWE trainees, which after a year completion become SWEs, so they get a one-grade increase. This is all based on civil service. A social service investigator was reclassified via civil service to a senior social service investigator. There's a couple of positions that were just contractually required via step increases, and one position was moved from Golden Hill, also had a step increase. I'll point out, Mr. Chairman, there were eight positions that showed a greater than 10% reduction in the Department of Social Services budget based on movements and vacancies. And they're all listed in that response.
You said eight?
Eight.
Questions?
Can I back up for a second? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Don't go out the window.
Before we move on, can you tell where's the Commissioner of Public Works in the budget?
It's in Department 5010.
So you know what page that is?
Yeah. Page
278. All right. Any other questions?
Yep, the only position there.
Aging, is there one?
Yeah, there's a increase to the Deputy Director of Aging to put it on parity with other deputies in OED, veterans, and purchasing. Also, there's increased duties and responsibilities related to the service and seniors, as there's additional staff in the 15 budget for age.
There's additional staff?
There is. Based in the budget, there is
a senior caseworker and a senior services aide in position.
Questions? Planning, two.
Yeah, there was two reclassifications in 14, the desk audits, and those positions actually were working out of title.
Oh. For a long period of time.
So we actually were paying more than...
Do we actually have which ones they are? Because I know you have the numbers there, but which...
You have
in planning, it's 1205 and 1215.
No, but what are the actual positions?
Transportation planner, and one's a senior planner.
You recall a senior planner.
Right.
It's on the paper.
What's that?
Hector, it's on the paper.
Oh, there it is. No, I found it. Don't worry,
forget the name.
We had someone pass away last year.
No, I know we did. I know.
Any questions? Engineering, one.
There was a desk audit done this year.
Ember
civil service.
I know. You picked this up, Virginia.
Yes.
And roads and bridges, 120%.
Yep, and that one is a, it was budgeted in the 14 budget, is vacant. It's now filled by a position with, I'd have to get the longevity, but the longevity came in via civil service. Within roads and bridges, there's seven positions that are vacant or of movement entry level that are greater than 10% reduction.
Crazy.
There's no questions on this. I would be back to it. This is just a naive question.
Sure.
Why isn't the Commissioner of Public Works in the Public Works Administration? It seems weird to me.
It goes back to before we
before
there was a Department of Public Works that was always in the Highway Administration.
But now that we have a Department of Public Works,
I probably would have to look at highway law to see if the commissioner had to be in a highway fund, which my guess is it probably says there that it has to be in the highway fund. Something I could research, no problem.
It just seems weird because all the deputies.
Yeah, the deputies are in the Public Works admin set in the general fund. Yeah, we can look into that.
Tracy? Totally off subject, and I'll say it again, I want to thank first because, I'm sorry, but last year I had a lot of concerns about the way the budget was, the fact that it didn't go back a few years, the fact that I had to cross-reference the revenues, which has happened for all the years I've been here, all these things that seem so crazy and annoying, and I can't believe I've been remiss in not thanking Bert for answering every single one of those things. This budget is 1,000 times easier to deal with than any budget I've had before.
And you're going to thank Bert, too?
Thank Tracy for recognizing Bert and all his hard efforts. This is one of the benefits, another one of the benefits of the new financial system. And we'll also know if Tracy is of this budget book versus all the other public systems. We've been able to condense and provide more usable and better information. A lot of that comes in the technology.
All of us know, I mean, the idea of that blue half and the white half and the revenue, it just was so crazy. And for the last couple of years, not having the years going back, I was bringing three books with me to try to look at the previous year. It was making me insane, and I said that to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every single thing's been addressed, so thank you.
Well, since your hard work, we're going to make you dinner on Monday, or lunch on Monday.
I have to do it.
Taking Monday off.
This is a much better document than we've ever had.
No. He doesn't get comp time. He doesn't get comp
time.
And I also just brought the topic. The financial system is an amazing tool. And we've been able to look at things that we've never been able to look at before. A lot of the new tools and conversations we've had with members of the committee, any question you've had, we've been able really to hone in on things that would take us weeks and weeks, right, even if we could call together and have to. There's a lot of cool good tools there, and it gives the committee a lot of opportunity to ask for additional reports and detail behind things. It's a lot easier for us to do, and we'd like to work with you throughout the next year to accommodate those requests.
Yeah, I was going to say that because with this compressed schedule and also with such a good budget in terms of the fact that there's no tax increase, it's been hard, but I've come through with a lot of questions and I plan to continue throughout the year to try to get a better grasp on things that I can need a better grasp on, and also to investigate things that I think that we as a legislature might want to investigate. So this is going to be really dog year as a result, but I'm very grateful.
Thank you.
Anything else for Bert or Ken?
We're all grateful.
Well, I know we are, very much so. I don't know about the race yet, but we're grateful.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Aww. Let's not get carried away here.
We're just
grateful, that's it.
Yeah. For the second time this meeting, Mr. Chairman, we agree. Just because we sell these nice things, Bert.
I mean, I know.
Elliot, I see you here. You want to address us in any way, shape, or form? Or you just want to come here and listen to the warmth that we have in this room that Tracy feels is cold?
I'm feeling the love today.
The love, okay. You're feeling every day. Anybody else? All right, so this is the game plan for Monday. Monday at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
I'm talking about 1 o'clock.
That's it, everybody's schedule? Or 1:30? Well, what's better, 1:30? I'm going to bring you some food. We're going to eat.
I'd probably say 1:30.
1:30?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1 o'clock food will be here.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
So 1:30, we're starting.
I have a dentist appointment at 11, so I should be able
so
to.
So can I have your next portion?
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
But if it's spaghetti and meatballs, that should be soft enough.
It'll be soft enough.
It'll be soft enough. No, it's all right, soft enough. Soft enough for her teeth. It's okay.
Just clean.
Soft enough.
Stay on the soft day.
All right, so we're going to go through all the amendments on that day.
There's always too much food. What's the matter with you?
Everybody agree? We're going to come out with a recommendation, hopefully, to submit to the legislative body for Tuesday evening.
So we'll go through them and a yes or no for
yes
each
or
one?
Yes or no, up or down.
But then we also have the opportunity if they fail to bring them to the floor.
Anybody can bring anything to the floor.
The
floor,
no matter what. Anybody. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn, second.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Thank you for coming. Tracy, just note, time is, Tracy, 4:48.
I still don't like the room. It was
the meeting on Monday? Can we do the meeting on Monday in the library?
No, you got to be here because you got food.
You're right. We have here to do.